Dictation for Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A, Wood, W-O-D, June 1357, address as a letter to Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guideman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guideman, follow-up for Andrea, polycystic kidney disease, renal transplant, advanced renal failure, last visit in June, comes accompanied with some significant weight gain from 187 to 126. She says she's not eating more than her usual. She thinks there is fluid, primarily lower extremities. At the same time, however, mobility is restricted from knee arthritis. She's not burning too much calories. University of Michigan restarted her on MyFortic, M-Y-F-O-R-T-I-C, as they believe the BK viruses are controlled. Presently, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. She complains of lower extremity edema, but no cellulitis. She also has some hair loss. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the prednisone, MyFortic, Tacro for blood pressure on hydralazine, metoprolol, and not long ago, diuretics were added. Blood pressure is much better controlled at home in the 130s over 70s. Here was 120 over 50 right-sided. I changed machines, 122.54. The prior left-sided AV fistula is clotted, no Stilling syndrome, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, leg edema, no cellulitis. Next paragraph, chemistry is December, stable anemia around 11.8, normal white blood cell platelets, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin, calcium, next paragraph, assessment and plan, polycystic kidney disease, next number, deceased donor renal transplant, next number, CKD stage 4, next number, high-risk medication immunosuppressant, back on MyFortic, next number, recent BK virus infection, renal biopsy couldn't be done when she went to university, blood pressure was too high, they couldn't do it. Next number, hypertension, better control. Next number, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. She does have left ventricular hypertrophy, aortic regurgitation. Next number, bilateral lower extremity edema, prior history of event thrombosis, prior Eliquis that was discontinued. She's concerned about blood clots. She's requesting a new venous Doppler. According to some, the most recent was done at McLaren, and that was without evidence of thrombosis. I do not have this report. We will obtain it. I was explaining to them that sometimes severe lower extremity thrombosis causes venous insufficiency, and that could explain the edema more than a thrombosis. We will comply with her request. Only should discuss at length with the patient, end of dictation.